my father is real protective of his personal information. And I mean, ridiculous stuff where I grew up that way. And then finally I got up to a certain age and I went, wow, who cares? You can find it all on the internet now anyway. That's why I remember the first time we were doing afternoon and I was like, I live in a place called Wilderness Lake. And I went, I go, what? Why? What do you think? Everybody's going to come to my house? And anybody that know, that has the property appraiser's website, just put your name in there and they can find out. The only people who are protected on that thing are cops and high-end politicians.
Well, it's hard to track down a cowhead. I mean, you don't put that on the deed to your home.
How hard do you think it was to find out my real name? Seriously, on the internet.
I've worked with people in radio who stick with their fake name even when callers would call up and be like, that's not your real name. They go, no, dump that. I go, what do you mean dump that? It's not a charade. We're not wrestlers. No. I'm not wearing spandex and rolling around with other people. We just have fake names.
Yeah. The fake name thing to me is odd. It was
but
funny.
Real quick, didn't you wear spandex and roll around with people?
Yeah,
that
but it wasn't wrestling. It was
first date. the radio name thing to me is the best because if you change your name from a real man's name to another man's name, that I don't understand. Like Dave McKay's name was not Dave McKay.
Yeah,
his real name is Steve Emke. And I, yeah. But
what was his last name?
Emke.
But that's the weirdest thing. Like, if you were just to change your last name.
Which I would do.
I could understand that. And especially at the time that he started, there was probably a ton of McKays and Steels and, you know, those type of last names, whatever.
But why Dave?
To change the first name, too, is really weird.
Yeah, Steve McKay would have been just fine. Yeah, I don't understand that. And, and
Dave
a lot
McKay
of times
sounds better though. It rolls off the tongue better.
What is it?
Dave McKay.
Steve McKay.
Why not Mike McKay?
Oh, that's
alliteration, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't. And then for the rest of your life, when somebody else, like, your name's Rob, but if I say tomorrow your name is going to be Steve, for the rest of your life, when somebody goes Steve, you have to look.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just so odd to me. You grow up 20 years of being one name, and now you got to be responsible for looking for two names.
Like, I would get it if Spanish and I changed our last names for the air. Like, if I went by a different, because Gargiulo is hard. No,
yeah.
And Polichemy, it actually is kind of easy, but.
Rob Julo. Rob Gardner. You know, you just take
you
the beginning.
Robbie G.
Oh. Yeah.
Can I be Tony Steele? I love Steele.
No, you're a phony Tony.
Phony Tony. Phony Barista Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Phony Tony Tiny Barista.
Yeah, there it is.
Phony Tony Tiny Barista. Yeah, so your name is Anthony.
Yeah.
You can probably use Tony.
Yeah, right?
Anthony.
Can't do Polichemy.
No, you can't, but you can take the Kemi. The chemist.
Oh, yeah.
You're the chemist, Anthony. Anthony Kemi.
The chemist in the morning. Your
Tony Pohl.
Yeah.
Tony what?
Tony Pohl.
Oh, yeah. Tony Pollock.
Tadpole.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
Tadpole.
I don't like it. We went back to bad.
Ever had any other names in radio besides Cowhead?
No, I mean, in the very, very beginning, I was Big Mike because there was a little Mike. Well, they're a littler Mike. He hated that.
No, I was always Galvin.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you always go by your last name first, though, or did that only start in radio?
No, like, whenever I was playing in sports, everybody called me Galvin, and with my brothers, everybody called me Little Galvin because I was the youngest one.
But you're not little at all.
Well, yeah, that was
young
whenever
one.
I was
little. John Brennan, when he first came to the show, he wanted to be Brennan. He was like, hey, I don't know what name. He was like, everybody just called me Brennan. And we're like, oh, you're John Brennan. That's it. There's no other way to say his name.
You can't say John and you can't say Brennan. You have to say John Brennan.
Right. Yeah.
That's like my buddy Kevin, who does radio. Everybody calls him Kevin McKay.
Yeah.
It's not Kevin. It's Kevin McKay.
Yeah.
Kevin McKay sounds good, too.
Yeah,
it does.
He went by...
Is that his real name?
No, his last name is a different last name.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody's
his first
taking
name,
the McKay.
His first name is Kevin, but he has a odd last name where it doesn't flow as well, but he went by something. I want to say it was like Corey Steele or something like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and he said one night, because he worked in Houston, one night a guy just goes, hey, dude, Google your name. And it was like, you know, when Google first came out and stuff, and he was like, what? And Googled his name, and it was a gay porn star.
Of course.
I was like, damn it.
That looked just like him with long blonde hair. I remember St. Pete Times, I think, or Tampa Tribune, one of them did a story on radio people's real names, and Ted Kamikaze, who did middays here forever and now I think is over at QIK, his real name is Ted Kanarazi, and he had Ted Kanakai, and that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that totally
and
makes
plus
sense.
Plus, if you're a rock radio guy, that fits, you know. But Ted before that was Skinny Bobby.
Really?
Yeah, that was a Scott Channon thing. Scott Channon would just look at you and give you a name, and it stuck with you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where all the steals and the
skinny
and then the Dark's name and all those things came in.
Yeah. Ooh, Tony Dark.
I never had one of the, I never had one of those Mike Steele names.
You know what my favorite thing is when somebody gets into radio and takes a name that of somebody who's somebody already successful in radio. Like, you've heard of a bunch of people named Opie, and I'm like, there's kind of a guy that does pretty well with the name Opie.
Yeah. Still around, yeah.
There was a guy who worked for a station in up in Destin, Florida, whatever, that wanted to go by Big Rig. And I go, well, there's a Big Rig in literally in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. There are a couple of names you can take. You could be Bob McKay here and a Bob McKay in Mississippi.
Right.
You can be a Jed the Fish in California and be a Jed the Fish in Seattle.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
You know, it's, that's your dumb name. I still have one of my favorite names, and this is totally like 1995, was a Stone Temple Mike. It was some guy in, Memphis was Stone Temple Mike.
Oh, how about anybody ever hear of Ed Zeppelin? Oh, come on.
I don't know how we got off on this morning. I'm trying to think in this market who has the dumbest fake name. And who we get out with their
How related. Did Orlando get his name? Is his last name Orlando or?
No.
Is he from Orlando?
His first name is something like, I forgot it. It's like Orlandale or something. It's very similar.
So it works, yeah.
Yeah. And then that's another thing. People name their, I don't think Orlando did this, but people name themselves after Florida things. Like Courtney Campbell used to be on the air. And that's just, you just name yourself after the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, that's dumb. Who in this market? I'll out people in this building if I can think of who anybody has a real cool name.
Chad and Christy.
Their
Soul
name
Brothers
is
Evan, but we all know Kevin's like
Neil and Sally Galakowicz.
Phoebe isn't Phoebe's name.
Oh,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. When it popped up on Facebook, I was like, weird? "Who is this?" And then I saw the picture of Seth, and I go, "Oh, Phoebe."
Yeah.
Seth Phoebe. Is Seth's name. Drew.
But her name is Jessica, and that's a hotter name to me.
I agree.
Yeah, Phoebe implies Lisa Loeb in the later years.
Or Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah. Who else? Oh, I'm going to go to Chase is Chase.
Miguel and Holly.
It's not?
No. Chase is not Chase.
I thought it was.
No, so not. Did I.
I saw a document with his name on it. I thought
his real name is Follow.
No, I weird. Think it's David.
What?
Or something like that. It's like a very like normal name, but his name is not Chase.
It's Nathan. Oh, Nathan.
Who else, man? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to go around the building real quick and think. Fisher's name was Fisher. Chris Fisher.
Yeah. Gio.
Gio is George.
Right. So he just takes the.
Still weirds me out every time I find out his name. I knew it was George, but every time somebody says, I'm like, oh.
George is an odd name, too.
It is. It's
George
so
is
old.
Not, yeah. George is not. You don't
he
see
doesn't
a lot of,
look like a George.
Right. No. And you don't see a lot of people naming kids George.
Yeah.
George, you're at least 60.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And every time Gio pops up on my Facebook, I go, who the hell is George?
Yeah.
I get all angry when I see somebody I've. And I'm friends with on Facebook. And I'm like, I know I didn't add a George.
Yeah,
this is not right.
Mo is Maurice.
Maybe the traffic cougar. Oh, that's Mimi.
Yeah, is it though? Is her name Mimi? I don't know.
I don't know either. No. Yeah, I don't know if people are really named Mimi.
Right?
I bet you Ann Kelly is an Ann Kelly.
No.
I bet you she's an Ann or a Kelly.
I bet you she's an Ann, but I bet you she is not a Kelly.
Oh, I bet you her name is like Gladys Finkel.
Gladys Finkel.
We should just start calling her that. Gladys.
What up, Gladys?
What if she answers? Yes.
Eakin. Eakin can't really be Eakin.
No,
right?
Eakin was Nike backwards.
Oh,
clever.
And Nick Van Cleve is not Nick Van Cleve. I think he was in that story with Ted Kamikaze.
Yeah.
But I don't know his real name. I don't remember.
But I love the Van Cleve. Did he get that from The Good, The Bad, The Ugly?
I don't know. Maybe.
Lee Van Cleve?
Yeah, I don't know. And then John Moore's name is longer than Moore. It's like Moorhead or something like that.
Yeah.
Are we sure that Holly and Miguel are
that's
really
what I just
Holly
said.
And Miguel?
I don't know. I don't know if they are.
Look they just seem like they would change
For sure.
I feel like I should know all this. Right? I feel like I did know, and now I feel like I know nothing.
Yeah, because we know them personally, but to not know their real name would kind of hurt a little bit, I feel like. For me, I'd be like, you've been lying this whole time. Because we've had personal conversations. You could have told me if it wasn't Miguel.
Yeah, that's true. Now I feel like I'm talking to somebody I don't know.
Right.
We just made all
well,
this
Well, we don't even know. His name might actually be Miguel, guys.
I don't know.
When they get in trouble or they get arrested and their name pops up and it's like, Lester Manulli, and you're like, ooh, from Contrario. You're like, Lester. Who's Lester Manulli? Miguel? Oh, that's Miguel's name.
Lester.
No, Manulli.
Manulli.
Yesterday, we had a meeting after the show with Diane from Action on Travel. Do you know that we've already picked a date and the ship and the port and the destination and everything for Calta Cruise number 11?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. We had, no, it hasn't been announced. They haven't done anything, but we're already like progressing to next year.
Okay.
Yeah. However, this cruise has to finish first. And yesterday, I really had to take one for the team yesterday. And you should have seen the meeting of minds that were going around the table trying to figure out the seating arrangements, because with Hoppy going on the cruise and there being an odd number of people split up at two tables, they kept trying to put Hoppy at your table. And I kept going, it's the one thing Galvin asked me for. This is the one thing Galvin said was, please don't put Hoppy at my table.
Yeah.
Please don't. And I was like, well, I don't want to have Hoppy.
Well, also, I was saying that, like, don't, that's not funny.
Right,
you
right.
Know what I mean? Like,
right. Right, I like,
hey,
yeah.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Everyone thinks that's a big funny thing. Like, people on Twitter will be like, hey, did you see Hoppy blow? I'm not his goddamn keeper. Tell Rob. Rob's the one that's in charge of him.
The truth is, Hoppy is going on the cruise because when it comes to promotions and stuff, he's a real good worker. Like, he does a good job for Mike Olivero, and we went to John and Dennis.
Do me a favor real quick, Spanish, make sure you mark that right there so we can play it whenever we get back after he freaks out because Hoppy doesn't do anything right on the cruise. I want you to play that back over and over.
Jesus.
If we can get it auto-tuned.
He's a really, really good worker. He's a good worker.
Yeah.
I know that's going to happen.
You wanted the banners on the inside?
Hoppy's going on the cruise. Oh. And yesterday it was like, well, it would be really simple. We just put Hoppy here. And I was like, you can't put Hoppy at Galvin's table. Galvin specifically said, don't put Hoppy at my table.
It's funny because I'm assuming that you and I at different tables?
Yeah, yeah. We just split them up.
I was saying something to my wife, goes, well, we'll be sitting with Mike and them. And I go, probably not. And she goes, why? And I go, because Amanda's not going. I go, so he's going to have like single table.
Yeah.
I said, I would imagine that Spanish is going to be there and his brother's going and this and that. I said, so we'll be, I go, just like we were last time. And I said, we had Kevin and his girlfriend and, well, now fiance and, you know, different people like that. I said, so, you know, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Who's at my table?
I'll tell you right now. Hold on. I knew you were going to ask that. You, Jenny, Rob, and Caitlin, Blarman,
okay,
and Adam, okay, and it was I had Adam at my table, but then that would have been Hoppy at your table,
yeah,
and I was like, oh man, I don't know. We just went back and forth for like a half hour, and Adam, I was like, fine, just put Hoppy at my table.
Adam can only be at my table if he's as drunk as he was last
time. Yeah, with his hair in the samurai.
Oh, samurai Adam.
Samurai Adam. Yeah.
So that works, right?
Yeah, so I'll be talking to my wife and Carmen and Blaine, and Rob will be awkwardly staring at people. And Caitlin will talk to us, too.
Why Rob doesn't talk at dinner?
No, he never talks anywhere. I remember on the cruise last, like the first cruise that he was on, he had just got here. So I'm like, oh, let's talk to Rob, you know, new guy. This, and I would talk to him, and then he'd just turn and walk away. Smoke in the corner.
Why? You're an adult now. Get over that.
I have social anxiety. Oh, I just picked up someone else.
Take a pill.
So gross.
You were swimming in people's crap this weekend. What do you care about taking a sip of somebody else's water?
That's poured up water. They're not humans.
Ew.
Oh, you're better than them?
Oh, I'm so much better. Yeah. Yeah. And we all are in this room. And if you try and say that you're not,
oh, no, I know I am. I just, whether you are.
You're going to give me a Todd D. Riley water.
Damone's water.
You got Damone water.
No, they're good guys.
You got Damoned.
Oh, they're good guys, yeah. That'll save the bacteria from going in your stomach.
Yeah, I have social anxiety. I think that's a problem. And then I always get worried. If I have a few drinks in me, then
Says the guy who's doing open mics every night to strangers.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's weird because I don't talk to anybody.
Well, walk around with a microphone.
But I don't talk to anybody. I think everybody thinks I'm like a real dick because I'm quiet, but I don't say anything to anybody when I'm there. Like, all the comics talk to each other and hang out, and I'm just very quiet and keep to myself. That's just how I am.
Because you're a dick.
Yeah, when we go to dinner, it's very, you guys are all, well, it's weird because last year there was like a party table, and you could tell that we weren't the party table. We were the, let's have a sit down, enjoyable dinner, which right. I enjoyed. The other table,
oh,
it looked like
God.
They were doing cocaine in the middle of the table.
Who?
Oh,
not
man.
My table.
Not our, no, because no. I was with you.
Right.
It was another table there.
Carmen Sable?
No. Oh. I wouldn't label it Carmen's Cocaine table. I wouldn't name it Carmen's table.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
John Brennan.
Oh, really?
He wasn't doing cocaine.
Nobody was doing cocaine. Right.
But they were getting loud and rowdy over there. And we kept looking over going, who are those people?
By the way, I don't like that at dinner. I want to chill out at dinner and relax.
It's relaxing time. Yeah.
But you do
time.
Like when other people come behind you and rub your shoulders.
Oh, my God.
Every time Who did that? I think it's the DJ guy.
What was his name?
I don't know, but I remember that happening.
Carmen knows. She gave him some stuff.
No.
Who was it, Carmen?
From around the corner.
The DJ from around the corner?
Oh, hook wiener?
Yeah, what was his name? He had the Simon Phoenix hair.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Yes.
Man, how quickly you forget.
Right?
Carmen doesn't remember. That makes it the worst. Yeah, there you go.
Change. Small change.
Small change.
There you go.
Pocket small change. Yeah, come on, rub my shoulders. Ugh.
Oh, man, my favorite was every night I was guessing what bandana Josh would wear to dinner. Like, does he pull out the fancy black one for dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Or is there
like Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, like a nice white one.
For the formal one. Yeah, formal night, he pulled out the white one. Dinner is a relaxed, chill time on the cruise. It's not let's get crazy. Although, towards the end, it can be fun. Dom's the loudest one in the dinner.
Dom's always super loud.
He'll throw bread at you.
He wants to start a food fight.
I don't understand.
Me either. I'm going to stab him if he hits me with a roll this year. Yeah, so...
can we make sure he wins the hairy chest thing so we don't have to hear about that the whole crew?
Yo, I thought I won. I don't understand what's going on.
Well, he should start now preparing for it. Don't try to just walk in and win.
I was going to say, I don't know if Blaine doesn't shave.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's a good competitor. He might take this title.
Ben's a pretty hairy kid, man. I don't know where he's getting it from, but if he wants to get in that competition, it's all blonde hair, so you can't see any, but he's super hairy.
Look at Dom.
Yeah, there he is.
He loves that.
Oh, imagine, he looks in way better shape now. He's got to be like 30 pounds lighter than that.
Yeah, but look, he just loves dancing.
Right.
And showing off his hairy chest. Like, I've never been so close with somebody I'm so opposite of.
The scariest part is when you look at him and you go, that guy is the only thing keeping me out of jail sometimes.
Yep. He's humping the ground.
Yeah.
He's doing the Charleston.
Charleston.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing sexy Charleston.
Oh, do you remember when he was walking down in the robe? He was doing the sexy robe walk down the steps. He almost tripped and fell to the shower.
He's the best, man. All right, well, you're going on the cruise. You'll get a whole bunch of that.
Oh, man.
So, hi, I've saved you. There will be no hoppy at your table.
Thank you. Yeah,
there'll be a hoppy at my table. So,
who's at your table?
Hoppy.
And?
Spanish.
Just you and Hoppy?
John.
No, John, my brother.
Yeah, John, your brother.
Yeah, Ralphie, Bert, Spanish, Joey. It's going to be a pretty calm table.
So, with Ryan.
Just the boys, basically.
What single girls are going on the cruise that you know that are at your table?
No, they're not in my. They're in my room. They're on my table. And then, if you look by day, by night, too, if Hoppy doesn't shut up, we're just going to stuff a rag in his mouth and duct tape him at dinner.
Yeah, he wanted to come to Orlando with me tonight. Man, that's an hour and a half drive there and it's an hour and a half drive back.
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, what time are you leaving? And I go, well, what time are you done all your activities today? And he goes, 4:45. And I go, I got to leave at 4 because traffic in Tampa, traffic in Orlando.
You're a horrible person.
Why did you bring him here? Why are you so mean to him?
He could drive you so you could sleep on the way back because that's a really late
Have you ever driven with him?
Drive. I have.
It's terrifying.
You have?
Ask me.
Have you ever driven with him?
What was that?
What do you think? Have you ever driven with him?
Don't ask you to ask you then. Yeah, but it is very... His car, the side's all banged up. He's missing a rearview mirror. The guy just plows into stuff.
Haven't you seen how he parks here? He'll park in, like, the middle of two spots and then gets in at, like, 1 p.m.
That wasn't so bad.
You come in when it's dark. He's coming in when, you know, the sun's, you know, noon.
At one point, Mike Oliveira took away his driving privileges for the radio station because Mike bought new rims for his vehicle and Hoppy parked right next to him. So Mike had to hop a curb to be able to leave.
Why does Hoppy have so many zits?
Oh, man, that is a rough situation.
Bad hygiene?
Bad hygiene,
stress.
I think stress. I think bad hygiene.
I think it's medication, because when he came, the one time I walked in and he was working overnights, it wasn't like he was taking, like, pills that were, like, to mess him up, but he has, like, a lot of antipsychotic medications that he takes.
You love to put that out.
Well, because he dropped a bunch of them and just left them, and I go, don't you need those to keep you balanced? He's like, I'll just get more.
What if we find out he's only, like, 12? And the reason why he's got pimples, he's going through puberty. He's like a real giant.
Yeah.
He's like the BFG, big friggin' giant. And we find out he's like big. He wished one day.
That'd be terrifying. Yeah,
I want to be big and I want to be in radio.
But he only got half his wish because he came out all not normal looking.
Yeah, he looks like a little kid stretched out.
Oh, man.
And he's going through puberty right now. Like, we never met his mom. What if she's like 18 feet tall?
And he walks like a goddamn geisha. You ever see it? I can do his walk. You want to see his walk?
Yeah. Is it similar to your raptor run?
Geisha.
This is how he walks.
This is great.
It is
like a shuffle. He doesn't quite. He could probably get someplace in 3 steps.
Yeah. Like his feet never actually leave the ground.
Yeah, he's floating.
All
you're missing is you got to put your shoulders up a little bit.
Yeah, and socks all the way up to your knees.
It's like he's riding a stand up bike.
What I do like about him though is he doesn't get mad. He just laughs everything off.
Really?
Chilling out.
It's taking a lot for him to get to that point, but I explained to him, if you want to be in this business, you're going to have to be the guy that gets beat on for a little while. That's what happens.
It's funny if he comes in here and we do it, but if other people do it in the hall, he's allowed to lash out and kill him, but he didn't.
Oh, my God.
He was like, okay, I get it. And he just let it roll off, and I was like, good job, Hobby.
It's funny that you think that's the way into radio.
When you start as an intern, it is. When you start as just an employee, it's not. But when you start as an intern, you have to work your way up to being on the air, and a lot of guys beat you into getting on the air. I did it with Kid Chris as an intern. That was one thing we had to do, challenges, and it was all dumb stuff, but it was content for the air, so it wasn't like I hated it. But Hobby, he takes things too personal, and he thinks that everything that's
said here is true. Challenges, like we did some funny stuff with Spanish where we shot him and the other and Josue
made us wrestle spelling baby bee. Oil.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but we didn't do gay stuff.
That was rough.
We did office chair jousting at one point. The only gay thing we did was we got in a sleeping bag and they tied it up and we had to change clothes. And what you don't realize is that we were still wearing our boxers, but when they released that video and then you go to like a fraternity meeting and everybody's watching the video, it looks like you got naked with another guy and you're rolling around in a sleeping bag.
Is that what you guys watching your fraternity?
Well, that's what they... I walked into a meeting where I was the vice president of the fraternity, and I walked in to hold the meeting, and I on the big screen, they had a big screen, and they were playing the YouTube video of me getting naked with another guy, and
brother.
I go, yeah, that's who you put in charge of your fraternity, guys. Yeah, that's your fault, not mine.
I got in trouble. I didn't, but we got fined by the FCC for doing a coffee enema. It wasn't coffee. It was Crown Royal.
That was
the big thing, that kids were doing that in order to get drunk. So I went to my apartment and did it live on the air. I didn't do it. I'm a grown man. I'm not putting stuff there. And certainly not anything that's going to risk my health for a stupid job. And I just, this hurts. I'm drunk already. Meanwhile, everybody bought it, including the people that I work with, and
your
that was
acting
it.
Skills were better than that, though.
Yeah, yeah, that was a short version.
I don't know whether I believe this guy. I'm drunk already. That hurts.
What is it with guys in radio and doing things to that side? Because I had to do the same thing where
are guys who are lashing out in their closet homosexuality.
I had to pretend that I could resend out helium, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
And I go, well, that's not, I don't think that's possible. And I'm pretty sure that I could die by ingesting helium in that capacity. But yeah, that was the thing. It was like, hey, let's do weird gay stuff.
I'm not afraid to make you do stuff that might kill you.
Yeah.
But I don't, particular interest in seeing your wiener on a daily basis here.
One of the scaredest I've ever been is when you told me that you were going to have that guy shoot an apple off of my head with the crossbow.
We had a sponsor on this show that was an archery shop, and this guy was like a premier archer. He's like he's like a recognized hunter.
Doesn't matter. By the way, let me just point out real quick, the entire time I kept my mouth shut because I was like, either he's joking with you, there's no way this is going to happen. Like, I knew there was no way that was
going
to happen.
It was going
down. Because it was just going to be shunk right in your eye.
Yeah,
like, I don't care how good you are. just one little thing.
Blow of wind.
A sneeze. Bug lands on his shoulder when he shoots.
And also the target isn't a professional, so the target's going to get nervous. And if
terrified.
If you were to move 1 second because you're scared, oh, wrong arrow in the wrong
spot.
So
do you remember what the whole, what it was? Like what you were going to do to me?
Well, I remember the guy had some dummy arrows
right.
that he was going to shoot at you
still.
And hit you.
So it would have been really good, but thank God it never happened. What they were going to do is they're going to put the apple on my head and blindfold me and then shoot the dummy arrows at me. And he's like, we were going to just have him hit you in the chest and you were going to be convinced that you were hit with a live arrow. I was like,
we had a blood packet going to explode.
I would have been scarred for life. I probably would have quit. We got just some mental emotional trauma. Yeah.
And dummy arrows. I remember you saying something about that to me. You said dummy arrows, and I go, dummy arrows could still like go right in somebody's eye.
Yeah. Right.
You know? Oh, man.
So instead, we had Major League Baseball players throw baseballs at him.
Yeah.
But it's cool because we put them in, wrapped them in bubble wrap.
Yeah, bubble wrap and t-shirts. That's what my armor was.
No, in plates.
Yeah, plates.
Have you ever had legal in, like, step down and go, you can't do, like, corporate step in and say, you can't do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Didn't they say that about the archery thing? Wasn't that the whole reason why we couldn't do it?
The archer actually didn't want to do it. Yeah, he wanted you to wear a helmet because of the, you know, wind.
Risk of death.
All those other crazy things.
Yeah. It's so weird. One time we did, we bowled with frozen turkeys. And those are heavy. They're like bowling balls. And you would sit at the end with by the pins. And whatever pins knocked down, they would cushion the blow. But if not, they'd hit you in the leg or hit you in the crotch. And that was fine. Legal. I had no problem doing that. But we couldn't smell each other's farts and guess who ate what. And I go, how is that even?
Wow.
Yeah, I go,
that is so weird. Your logic doesn't make any sense. And those are the meetings I go, well, I don't care anymore.
We had trained police dogs chase Tuttle down the hall.
Not him.
In Spanish, sorry. But they really got Tuttle pretty good.
I don't know. That dog dragged me like 5 feet by my forearm, which was still very shocking.
What else? We did some stuff that we like. Keith made me stop with the horse thing.
We had a horse thing. We had the girl do the crane.
Yeah, that was very abusive, but she had a
piercing.
She had a private piercing.
Yeah.
So Galvin came up with this idea as if he'd been waiting his whole life for it. The minute he found out about it, he's like, what if we get a string? So we use a paperclip to hook her piercing, and then we made like another hook at the bottom, and then we put prizes on the floor, and she had to pick it up like a crane game.
That was hilarious. Every once in a while,
I find a picture in my phone bank of just legs and a string, and I go, what is this? And I just start laughing.
Yeah. Naked dog catcher.
That's my favorite.
The girl who is so super nice now that we know, Rhonda, who did the Van Halen Sharpie thing.
We had the whore challenge or whatever it was, wasn't it?
It was worse than that. It was worse than whore challenge.
It was like super whore challenge or something.
What was it? It was dirty
whore,
dirty bitch, dirty. I can't remember. Remember? Do you remember, Carmen? Were you here for that?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Dirty bitch Olympics or something like that.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. We girls spitting in each other's mouths.
They signed a waiver. All right.
The worst ever was the girl smack off.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't ever want to do that
still
again.
Still my favorite, though. I still kind of enjoyed that the most when Joe plays that on Coyote TV.
Terrible.
I
can't even look at it.
What was the horse?
I don't know. We had strippers in the studio, and a guy showed up with a horse.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can get a horse up there. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get a horse up there. And then Keith called me, and I was only here like 3 months. He's like, hey, buddy. Never hotlined me before. I go, hey, what's up? He's like, great show today. The girls, they sound good. He's like, what are you going to do with the horse? And I go, where's the horse? He's like, there's a horse in the elevator. And I go, bring it up. And he's like, well, I'd really like to know what you're going to do first. And I go, I don't know. I'll figure it out. And he goes, well, that concerns me because you have girls in the studio and there's a guy with a horse. And I really don't think it's a good idea. And I went, all right, I don't know. Whatever. I haven't been here long enough. Now I'd be like, bring that goddamn horse up here.
Joey, don't show it. Come on.
This is not the bad one.
This is not the bad one.
Yeah, no.
Why is it so bad?
It was three.
But that wasn't.
That's an old lady, too.
Yeah.
You should have seen these other brides. One was a trucker, and the other one was like ex-military. And then there was one that just really loved her children.
Yeah.
Wanted to get her children tickets.
And she was crying while it was happening.
One was bleeding.
One time a guy got hit so hard when the show was over, he was sitting in his car and didn't know what state he was in.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's when we stopped doing that.
My favorite is I was an intern, and all I had to do was stuff against Gomez for, like, what was it, like 3 months or whatever. We were just competing. And then finally, we did a contest where we had sets of twins in. And this is the first time I'd ever see two twin sisters make out with each other. And it was like Christmas. I felt like I was 6. I was like, oh, my God.
We have had three of that, by the way. Three identical twin makeout sessions on the show.
That was magic.
And a mother-daughter.
Yeah.
And a mother-daughter. Against the daughter's will.
Yeah.
The mother actually chased her into that corner and said, just get over here and kiss me. Oh, that was fun.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.